Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection. Chapter 60 of The Spiritual Combat, concerning the examination of conscience. In the examination of conscience, consider three things. First, the faults committed on the particular day. Second, the occasions of these faults. Third, your need of alacrity in amending those faults and acquiring the contrary virtues. With regard to the faults committed each day, recall the recommendations of chapter 26. Which treats of the mode of behavior to be adopted by one who has fallen into sin. It goes without saying that you must strive with the greatest caution and circumspection to avoid the occasions of these faults. And as to the amendment of these faults and the acquisition of the requisite virtues, you must fortify your will by a firm confidence in God, who will aid you in remedying the evil habits. If, however, you find that you have triumphed in the struggle over self or excelled in the performance of a good work, beware of vainglory. Even the memory of such victories should not be too much in your thoughts, lest presumption and vanity steal quietly and insidiously into your heart. Leave, therefore, your good works, whatever they may be, to the mercy of God, and forgetting the triumphs of the past, fortify yourself for the struggles for the future. As to your thanksgiving for the gifts and favors which the Lord has bestowed upon you in the course of the day, humbly acknowledge him as the author of all good, and your protector against myriad unseen foes. Thank him for having inspired you with good thoughts and for having given you the opportunities of practicing virtue. And finally, thank him for all his unknown gifts of which you will never know. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, Teacher of Teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, gentle guide of youth, patron of thy own, heart of fire, vessel of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Notice how careful Father Scupoli is. On the one hand, he wants us to remember chapter 26, which is a crucial chapter. Because remember what he says there. When you fall into any sin, no matter how serious, no matter how bad it is, no matter how much malice there was, like direct willing of it, not just weakness, but really choosing it, no matter how serious it is, he says, do not waste time. As soon as you've been given the grace to repent, humble yourself before God. Thank him for giving you the grace of repentance. Thank him that you didn't do worse. Thank him you didn't do worse. Beg his grace never to offend him again. And then he says, go forward in peace. Don't waste time going back over your faults, sifting the motivations, trying to figure out what. No, once you've turned to God humbly, believe in his power to forgive you and go forward. Make a resolution to go to confession, but be at peace. Okay, that's his one great teaching, to use your faults to grow in humility and trust in God. On the other hand, we have to be careful, he says. Especially with what? The occasions of these faults. Greatest caution and circumspection is needed. Circumspection means looking around oneself, being aware of any dangers that might be lurking, any circumstances that you have to be on guard against. He wants us to be very careful about avoiding the occasions of faults. He wants us to be very careful about amending our faults. So why? So that we can grow in the requisite virtues, the virtues that we need. You see, the whole thing about having a fall is that it should be used by us to grow in the opposite virtue, to learn from it, to grow in the virtue that we need. If we fall into argumentativeness out of our vainglory, he talks about vanity here, if we boast, if we're stubborn, after we've resolved over and over again not to do that, well, after you fall again, realize what happened and learn from it. Tell God, I want to be magnanimous. I want to do great things for you. Truly great things. Okay, now he says something very crucial next. Fortify your will with a firm confidence in God. Because what can God do? He can aid you in remedying the evil habits. Okay, we have bad habits. We're ready to do something that we shouldn't do. Why? Because we've repeatedly done that in the past, and now we have a kind of inclination to it. Who's going to help us? God. And confidence is part of the theological virtue of hope. The theological virtue of hope is infused at baptism. And unless we have hope that things can get better, we're going to despair. Unless we have hope that we can be changed, that God can change us, that something can be different, that someone can love us, that someone can help us. Unless we have that hope, we're just going to wallow and never get better. So let us tonight, as we make an examination of conscience, beg God for hope. And that part of hope, which is confidence, which is leaning on him for help, surrendering our lives to him, begging him to fill us with confidence in his divine mercy. Our hope is not in ourselves, it's in him. Even if we have many victories, many, many victories, even if we've been doing great for a long time, don't rest in that. We're called to do even greater things. I forget about what lies behind, St. Paul says. I forget about the past. I press on to what's ahead. Father Scupoli gives us the same exact advice for our faults and our victories. Remember, forget about them. Move on. Resolve to go to confession, but move on. Don't waste time looking back. The same thing with our good things. Look forward. Look forward. Yes, be thankful. Be grateful every night for what he's done. But acknowledge him as the true author. Acknowledge him as the true author. As Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.